Restoration is slated to begin this fall on a neglected stretch of the Jordan River. KUER's Judy Fays visited the site in West Jordan recently to see where federal agencies have plans to heal some environmental damage of the past.
Here, where the Jordan River rushes past a wall of industrial buildings, biologist Chris Klein sees a beautiful future taking shape.
My vision is that we'll have a stream, river meandering through the middle of it, that will be just a belt of green on either side.
Klein's job is restoring contaminated landscapes for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And this blighted 68 acres in West Jordan is her pet project. She's leading its transformation into a recreation area and riparian nature preserve.
You'll be able to see birds flying around back and forth.
The lot is just across the river from a massive pile of hazardous waste from the Superfund cleanup at the Midvale Sharon Steel site.
You'll be able to canoe down the stream. You'll be able to get out of your canoe and get out of the river here. You can get to this place from the Jordan River Trail.
Money from the Sharon Steel cleanup, plus funding from the Portland Cement Superfund cleanup in Salt Lake City, is covering some of the $2 million in restoration costs. Klein says other funding is still being raised by federal, state, local, and nonprofit partners.
So my vision is there'll be a lot of people here using this half of it, and then a lot of wildlife using that other half. And then that other half will be basically forested, and so kind of a island of green with the river wrapping around it.
What's being called the Big Bend Project has been in the making for nearly two decades.
Well, if we go back far enough, 60 or 70 years or so, this portion of the Jordan River was really quite a wild and natural setting.
Mark Holden is executive director of the Utah Reclamation, Mitigation, and Conservation Commission.
The river had many meanders to it, old side channels and oxbow wetlands and so forth. And then over a period of years, as the area developed for industrial purposes, the river became channelized and straightened and locked into a location by dikes and levees.
The city of West Jordan bought 25 acres for the restoration and will eventually control and manage the property on behalf of dozens of agencies and organizations that have helped with the Big Bend planning.
So this project really represents an opportunity to try to put back at least a semblance in a small portion of that type of ecosystem that's been degraded over the years. And it's one of the few remaining reaches, really, of the Jordan River in Salt Lake County, where we have such an opportunity.
Besides creating habitat, the project will also solve some practical problems, like capturing overflowing river water after storms. And eliminating the river's right-angle bend will stop stream bank erosion. Holden's pleased to see an eyesore become a community asset.
This is definitely not a situation where the federal government's coming in and imposing something on local communities. It's very much the other way around.
Wendy Fisher also thinks about the value of conservation. She's executive director of Utah Open Lands, a nonprofit that's helped protect 60,000 acres for recreation and scenic beauty.
If you look at that and you realize that that is an economic driver, you understand how if we lose our open spaces, we lose some of that economic vitality.
Utah Open Lands isn't involved in Big Bend, but Fisher understands why projects like it are treasured in an increasingly urban world.
Our landscapes are dramatic, they are inspiring, and they feed us, heal us, and give us a place to recreate. We lose that, and we lose a part of ourselves. There's just no doubt about it.
Beginning on Thursday, plans for Big Bend go online for public comment. Chris Klein is stoked to hear what the community thinks about this new vision for a blighted part of the Jordan River.
I think having experiences in places like this opens your eyes for the rest of your life to see we are part of nature and we can't separate ourselves from nature.
Following public input, the makeover can begin this fall and will start with the community fishing pond. Judy Fays, KUER News.